We're up to Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Siv Zayin. We've been on Siv Zayin for 2 days now. We're up to it now for the third day. We'll be finishing it today in Yirtzeh Hashem. So far what we saw are the halachas of sale of a Beis HaKnesses. We saw the difference between a Beis Knesses of Kfarim and one of Krachim. In a Kfar, that means a place where we don't expect lots of people coming in from the outside. The halacha is that the local people really are considered the owners of the shul. If their representatives, the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, the trustees of the shul, of the community, decide to sell the shul, and they do it openly in a way that is considered the Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, the halacha is that they are allowed to sell it and there's no problem. Whereas, if you're dealing with Shel Krochim, if you're dealing with a place where lots of people come from the outside, there we say that the Tovei Ha'ir, the trustees, can only represent the locals. Whereas, since this shul is built also for the sake of people coming in from the outside, they are not being represented, so that the shul could not be sold. Unless at the time it was built, it was stipulated that one particular person or group of people can make the decisions, with or without the consent of the townspeople, whatever was stipulated. Those were the basic rules that we saw so far. Says the Ramah now, Yochid Shebona Beis HaKnesses. An individual that builds a shul, v'nosno la'kohol, and then gave it to the kohol. So he built it as a yochid and then gave it to the kohol. Dino k'beis ha'kneses shel kohol. It is considered a beis ha'kneses shel kohol, which means that the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, b'mayim et anshei ha'ir, are allowed to sell it. Now, what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about shel kforim, shel krachim? Let's just finish a little bit more. Avalim shir la'asim ba'shum koach. What happens if he allows himself any say in what happens to it? Ein lo mecher ki al pi akol va'al pivo yorshov. So there the rule would be that you need both the congregation, the kohol, as well as he or his yorshim, they would together have to make a decision. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha brings down that he brings from the Arzarua that this is even if it is shel krochim, since it was built by a yachid, the halacha is that you are allowed to sell it al pi the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir with or without him, depending on what was the initial stipulation. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the oldest Talmid that learns that this is dafka shel kforim, meaning one where you don't have outside people. But if you do have outside people, then the same way that you couldn't go sell it in a shul that was built by the tzibur, you couldn't go sell it in a shul that was built by the yachid. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds to this that especially because we hold that a Beis Knesses shel Krachim, even though it was built by the local people, since it was built in a way that we knew that outsiders would be coming in here, the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir would not have the last word, so too over here, even though a Yachid built it, but it was built and given over as a Beis Knesses shel Krachim, then the Yachid could not make a decision to sell it. The end of this Bir Halacha is Maskanes, he just says Tzarechian. It's a real Tzarechian. If this Yochid Halacha is said, even if the call is a call of Krochim, people coming from all over the place. Further, V'cholzeh. Now we're going back on the entire Halacha. V'cholzeh, that which we allow sale of a shul, whether it be the Kforim by way of the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, B'mayim et anshei ha'ir, whether it be a krach where they stipulated that a certain individual had the right to decide when to sell it, lo mairi ele kishiyeshlem beis knesses acheres, that is only if they have another shul. Avalamein lehem beis rak beis knesses achas, what if all they have is one shul? So the halachi is also lamachro, you can't sell it. Why is that? Da afilu lisasro osur achivnu acheres. We said that it's also to knock down a shul in order to build up another one, because we're afraid that in the interim, they're going to not get around to building the second. All they will have done was destroy the first. Similarly, you cannot sell a shul unless you know that you already have a new one built up. So if there are no other shuls in town, then they could not go and sell this shul. Now, what's called that there are no other, that there are no other shuls in town? The Magen Avraham learns that we're not referring to shuls in town. The Magen Avraham says that the only time you could sell it is if they've already built or bought another shul. The Taz learns, no, if there's another shul in town that the people could go daven in, that's enough. provided that there's space there to fit everybody from this shul as well. Also, we said that this whole halacha, that they could not sell it, that's only if they're going to go build another shul. What happens if the plan was not to build another shul? They were going to sell it for the sake of buying an Aron Kodesh for an existing shul. Since they're doing it in a way that they're being malav a Kodesh, that certainly is going to be permissible. Now the Rama says, Kol dover shebekedusha shenimkar umutil shanoso. Anything that is sold in a way that you're allowed to change it, in other words, it is sold with the Zion Tova year, b'maimen ha'ir, nimkar below hachraza, it's sold without hachraza. The idea of hachraza is that you have to announce, we're selling this, whoever we're selling it to the highest bidder, it's an auction of sorts. The halachi is that whenever the tzibur sells off property, they're supposed to do it ayidei hachraza so that we consider this getting a fair price, otherwise it's matana. So the halachi is that wherever they are allowed to be mishana it, that means that they're allowed to give it a matana too. If they're allowed to give it a matana, there's no need for a hachraza. The ein bo ono. And there is no halach of ono where if someone was over or under charge, the money comes back. Now what's pshat? So everyone says that what we're talking about over here is karkaos. We're talking about karka. The halach is that there is no ono be karkaos. There's no din of ono in karka. And that's why over here it says ein bo ono. And the halacha is that it's nimkar below hachraza because even matana would be permissible. Aval dover sha'osur l'shanoso l'kedusha kala tzarech hachraza. Where something that cannot be changed, that would need hachraza. Now if it's karka, the question is, why do I need a chiddush here? The fact that there's no ono in our karkos is halacha in Kosh and Mishpat. We don't need a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses to tell me that. The chiddush is a very simple one. The rule is, if I send a shliach out there to sell my karka, he sells it for a price that is much lower than what he could have gotten. The halach is that although eino nola karkos, I, as the real seller, can say to him, l'tekuni shidartich v'lo lav sosi. I never made you a shliach, I never empowered you to sell something of mine in a way that I was going to lose money on it. Here too, one could easily have said that the Zion Tova Yair are the representatives of the city. And if they made a mistake and sold something cheaper than what it should have been sold for, then the townspeople have the right to tell them, L'tekuni shidartach, we never appointed you our representatives in a way that we're going to lose money on the deal. Kamash malon, that the Zion Tova Yair are not shluchim, they are the ear. And as a result of it, there is still no ono. So that is the chiddush. In terms of metaltolin, the halachi is that while there would be ono, there's never a need for hachroza in metaltolin. Whenever you sell off metaltolin, the halachi is of the public. You can sell it on the market. We don't expect the fluctuations to be the same as when it comes to real estate.